This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Breaking news, and this is going to stun you. The New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves are not playing baseball tonight. The game has been postponed. So Major League Baseball and the Atlanta Braves waited until about 5:05, about 2.5 hours before first pitch, after the New York Mets showed up, after the Atlanta Braves showed up, after lineups were posted, to officially announce something that I knew, that you knew, and that anybody who wasn't a complete moron knew, which is they're not playing baseball tonight. And I got more news for Major League Baseball. All the Mensa, does that make sense?
Yeah.
All the Mensa students.
Patients. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm on fire.
Mensa right. Members, yes.
Yes.
All the Mensa members at Major League Baseball. Wait, get ready for this. I'm about to break the internet. They're not going to play baseball tomorrow either. The Mets and the Braves.
But they didn't say that.
They didn't say it.
You're saying that.
But I have to tell them. Because baseball sometimes is run by a bunch of clowns.
They banged it tomorrow.
They banged tomorrow! They're on fire! Wait, hold on. So Major League Baseball waited until 5 o'clock on a Wednesday night to say, we're not playing Wednesday or Thursday. Now, have they announced their plans for how they're going to make up these games?
So Joel Sherman has this. He says the plan is to play a doubleheader on Monday. This is from Joel Sherman. I haven't seen it anywhere else. But. Uh-huh. That's what Joel has.
Right. So
lovely.
So what
That's
we?
Fair.
So what we assume?
Doubleheader on Monday. Oh, and by the way, get on a plane and go to San Diego.
Well, the next step here that Major League Baseball has to figure out, and there's a lot of elements to this that are very confusing. That I'll only try to lay out a few of which because it's head numbing. What they've got to do is whatever series the Mets or Braves or both go to, because they both may make the playoffs,
right.
Or one may make the playoffs. That series, especially if the Mets and Braves have to play twice on Monday, series needs to be pushed back to Wednesday. And that can be done. Because the way the wild card series works is that AL and NL play Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Game three would be Thursday. There's an off day Friday. And then the divisional series starts for everybody on Saturday. What they need to do, out of fairness for everybody involved, is that if they're playing two games on Monday, which right now they're basically going to do, unless the Diamondbacks fall off the roof, which I guess is still possible, they've got to move the start of that series one day. And I think if you do that, then the doubleheader Monday, as insane as it is a little bit more reasonable.
There's a scenario where they might only have to play one of those games?
There is, yes.
So the doubleheader could just be a single.
It could be.
And you just throw off the last game because it doesn't matter standing or seating-wise.
Yeah, so to make this a little bit less complicated, we have to just forget about the Diamondbacks, because the Diamondbacks were a huge factor here. What I will tell you is that the Arizona Diamondbacks do not have the tiebreaker on Atlanta or the Mets.
Right.
So if the Diamondbacks finished with the same amount of losses as the Mets or Braves, they'd be eliminated. If the Mets and Braves have somehow clinched prior to Monday, even with seeding on the line, my understanding is those games would not be played. And I don't know how they would determine it, probably where the standings sit at that moment. The Braves, I guess, for now would have the season series.
Yeah. Like,
because the Braves have a 6-5 advantage
right,
on the 11 games.
Right now, and the last thing you'd want to do is actually have to play the doubleheader.
So I think it's up to the teams involved, and I cannot imagine that the Mets, wanting to be the second wild card team, would want to play those games. It would make no sense. You're changing the opponent, but you're still on the road. Like, it doesn't really work.
Well, it's the difference between going to Milwaukee and going to San Diego.
Or L.A.
Or L.A.
No, right. I understand that, but you cannot. I can't imagine a team wanting to fly to a city to play a game to go to a different city. Because the one thing I don't think players want to do is pick their opponent,
yeah,
at least publicly.
Right.
So that won't happen. Like, if the Diamondbacks are eliminated, and look, Arizona just goes out and loses all these games, problem solved. Problem solved.
Yes.
In fact, Met fans, now that these games have been banged, I'm going to blow your mind. You ready for this? Root for the Braves. Hear me out on this.
Mm.
If the Braves and the Mets can both win their games and the Diamondbacks can continue to lose, those games may not matter.
Yeah.
Because
the Diamondbacks are playing San Diego.
They are playing San Francisco one more time
and then San Diego.
And then three games against the Padres, who are still involved in the National League West, which is why I brought up the Dodger name as a possibility.
Right.
So I made this little chart. I'm so prepared. I made a do they have to play on Monday chart, and I have it ready to go. You guys ready for the do they have to play on Monday chart?
Let's hear it.
All right.
If you put the work in, we might as well acknowledge it.
Well, you could also use this for your friends.
All right, you could say,
hey, this is and again, forget Arizona because Arizona complicates this way too much. If they are tied, they have to play on Monday, and the Mets would have to win both times to finish ahead of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
If the Mets are a game up on Atlanta, which is where they are now, so they maintain their one-game lead, they only have to beat them once to finish ahead of Atlanta. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they're two games up, same thing. They have to play the games, but they have to beat them once. If they are a game behind, they have to win both games, the Mets.
Yes.
If they're two games behind, they have to win both games, which is why even if the Mets somehow got swept by the Brewers and the Braves swept the Kansas City Royals, the Mets would still get two games against the Braves, where if they beat them twice, they finish ahead of them. So there are likely scenarios where the Mets still have to play these games against the Braves, unless the Diamondbacks fall out of it and continue to lose, and both teams are in the playoffs. So here's the moral of the story. Monday's going to be very interesting.
Yes, it is.
And we got to think both day games, right? You would assume
the doubleheader?
Yeah.
Not only day games, bro. I think they start the first game at noon. I think they got to get it started as soon as possible because, again, these teams are traveling.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you can't start it at 7 and get on a plane at midnight.
No.
And
I don't think you can
play a game that coming day, that'd be impossible.
Baseball gets no positive TV input anyways.
No.
Monday night football games Monday, too.
Well, I don't even think it's the Monday night football. It's that they won't play Monday night because if they're going to play playoff baseball the following day, they can't play at night.
Yeah, you can't.
Now, if you want to push back the start of the postseason, that's fine.
Yeah.
And by the way, let's say,
I mean, you do gain hours if you do have to go to the, it, like, you gain hours. Mm. So they'll leave whatever it is. They'll get there like 2 hours after they leave.
The other complicated decision, if you really want to get weeds on this, is what the hell do you do with the rotation?
Hmm.
What do you do? My initial reaction last night was, because I know in the back pocket, I got two games against the Braves. Like, worst case scenario, I beat the Braves twice, I'm in. Do I hold back Sean Manaea, who's my best pitcher? Do I hold back David Peterson if you like that matchup against Atlanta? What do you do?
I think if it gets to Monday and it's favorable, you got to line the lineup for the playoffs.
No, you can't think about the playoffs. You got to make the playoffs.
No. If the Diamondbacks are out.
Okay. Well, that's completely different.
Then it's all bets are off. Whatever happens in the Atlantis, if they make you play it, whatever happens, happens.
And here's the other horrible part for both the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. They are now scheduled, assuming they have to play the two games on Monday, to play five games, in four days.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
That means the Mets and the Braves would use their entire rotation. Not a problem, because they would all be in line to pitch.
Yeah.
They can use all five of their starters. In the Mets' case, we know who those five guys are. It's Quintana, Severino, Manaea, Peterson, and Tyler McGill. In the Braves' case, it's Chris Sale, Grant Holmes, Schwellenbach, Fried, and Charlie Morton.
Right.
How about this one? If the playoffs started on Tuesday, neither team would have an available starting pitcher on regular rest. Not one. Not one. Nobody would be available, which is another reason why MLB cannot start either series on Tuesday. That is ridiculous.
Right.
That means the Mets or the Braves would either have to start a starter on short rest, whoever pitches Friday.
Right.
In the Braves' case, it'll probably be Chris Sale. We'll see what the Mets do. Or it's got to be somebody else we're not even talking about. MLB has created such a pigsty with how they handled this, that they need to do the best thing they can do, which is push back the start of the playoffs. What?
1:10 start time Monday, straight doubleheader.
So 1:10.
1:10.
And what about the playoffs starting on Tuesday?
No word on that.
Mm. I mean, they have to. I'm telling you, it is so unfair to the Braves or the Mets if they make them play one or two games on Monday and then not only ask them to play Tuesday, they won't have a starter.
Right. In addition to traveling.
In addition to traveling. What a freaking... Where's Rob Manfred? Like, where the hell is it? What does he do?
Rob Manfred at Yankee Stadium tonight, part of the Yankee celebration to win the AL East.
Are you serious?
No, I just want to see your reaction.
You're starting with me, aren't you?
By the way, you Please delivered don't. That so, like, straight-faced, I believed you.
I owe Evan that one. Evan's really pissed me off with the Giant Cowboys stuff, so I owe
him. I pissed you off?
Telling me where
My brain
go.
Is exploding trying to figure out these scenarios. Like, I got a massive headache. I think I
commend
go...
you for writing them down.
Oh, you like that?
I do.
Does it make me smart or psycho?
No, it's just you want to be informed.
Which S do you go with, smart or psycho?
I know it's I go with an I.
Okay.
There's a thin line between both. Walking on it.
Let's get to some of your phone calls. If you're just tuning in, the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves are not playing tonight. They have postponed tonight's game. They have postponed tomorrow's game, and Major League Baseball would play a doubleheader, if needed, on Monday, with Game 1 starting at 1 o'clock, which means, hold on a second, which means the Mets season may come down to two games in which the entirety of those two games will be while we're here on WFAN. If Tiki Barber doesn't hate me now,
right.
Monday's a day, bro.
Right.
I'm just warning you.
Well, luckily the Giants will have already talked about.
That's yeah, right.
So you can't ignore them.
No.
What are we doing for food?
Well, we're going to have a watch party. We're going to have the first ever WFAN watch party. So what I would recommend everybody is you can watch the Met game, but we will keep you posted. In fact, you don't even have to watch the Met game. You got us.
Yes.
And we will kind of fill in the blanks. We'll describe everything without doing play-by-play.
I was going to say, without doing it illegally.
Without doing it illegally. We're all going to eat food. Sean's bringing it. What are you bringing in?
It's called a potluck.
You're bringing a potluck?
No, potluck means everybody brings something in. I will find something in.
Oh, I know what I'm bringing in.
What are you bringing in?
Quesadillas.
Okay. Mm.
You guys good with that?
Yeah. We've been waiting for them for a year and a half.
And by the way, thaw out the stuffing from last Thanksgiving out of the freezer. We'll have some of that, too.
Quesadillas and stuffing. What are you bringing in, Tiki?
I don't know. What do you want me to bring in?
I don't know. What should Tiki bring in? Do you make anything really well?
Gin martinis.
I don't know if we can do that.
It's a watch party. Let's go.
Not that kind of party. Well, I'm going to get the wings. I'll take care of the wings.
Also, I'm going to be putting a poll up on the at Evan Roberts WFAN Twitter account. Should I attempt to score the Met game while doing the radio show with everybody? Yes or no? You have a vote?
Obviously, yes.
You say yes?
You have to.
I have to. Lugie, you have a vote?
Yeah, you should score the game. I also think you should not be on the air and be in another room. Because the power of positivity is going to be working overtime on Monday to help you get through all of this. Nice, cool, calm, collected. We will be on the air for both games.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. Mm. The season on the line. See, the scenario...
Would you want it any other way?
Yes.
By the way, Fanatics right now, Tiki, $30 for Michael Harris jerseys. You want any?
No. The scenario that I totally want, even though it still wouldn't be good for the Mets, is for the Mets to clinch a playoff spot, but still have to play the games because it matters to the Braves. Which, actually, is the opposite. It's like the worst-case scenario. But Met fans, no matter what happens this weekend in Milwaukee, the Mets cannot be eliminated. Like, they will have a chance, no matter what happens this weekend, to beat the Braves and make the postseason. Now, these games are still very important because it's the difference between either needing to win once or twice or potentially clinching a playoff spot because Arizona or the Braves struggle. The only way they can clinch it over Atlanta, Tiki, without needing these two games is for the Mets to sweep the Brewers and Atlanta to lose two out of three. Or for the Mets to win two out of three.
Yeah, because they're up one.
Right. They'd have to have a three-game lead. If the Mets had a three-game lead on Atlanta, then in terms of Mets versus Braves, the game would not matter. The game wouldn't matter for the Mets. We'll see if it would matter for Atlanta. So that's the way the Mets could clinch this, where Monday's a more relaxing.
Matter for Atlanta relative to the other teams, like Arizona.
Correct. Right. Now, for Arizona, if the Mets have a two-game loss column lead on Arizona, same thing. The Mets would clinch a playoff spot.
And in case you just went over this, just, it could be a yes or
go
no.
Go ahead.
Is there a chance the Mets are eliminated if the game won versus Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oof, that would be a rough one.
Of course it would be. Well,
you got to stick around, play game two?
No. They would not play
game
two.
If they get eliminated, they'd be done.
Once the playoff team, this is my understanding, and if Major League Baseball's awake, we can ask them, but they've been sleeping for the last 5 days. My understanding is you would not play games just for seeding.
Right.
They would only be done to make the postseason.
Right.
That's my understanding.
I'm trying to remember now, a month ago or so, we were talking about win totals and what you thought the Braves would need to get in. And I think you said 87.
To get in?
To get into the postseason.
No, I said 90.
No, I said 87.
Yeah.
Or 88. I can't remember now which one I said, because they're at 87 right now.
Nah, 90 is the number, man.
So whoever said 90 is right.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah, you're right.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody will get your reaction to all this. The Mets have two games postponed. The Yankees are trying to win the American League East, and we may have a doubleheader on Monday after the season is over. Oh, my goodness. If you're just tuning in, the Yankees are going to try to clinch the American League East tonight. All they need is a victory against the Orioles, and they do it. The New York Mets are not playing baseball tonight. The Mets and the Braves have been postponed. They have also postponed tomorrow's game. So the New York Mets are done playing the Atlanta Braves until Monday.
Does that make you feel better?
No!
I sense a change in your mood. It's like this uplifting.
It's not uplifting.
Now that it's not in your hands and you can just passively sit back and watch and hope the Diamondbacks lose and just guarantee your entry into the postseason.
Well, I am doing that. You're right. The Diamondbacks play the Giants tonight, and I definitely am passionately watching that game this evening.
You should score that one.
I am, actually. Thank you for the idea. But no, because now I'm starting to fear what Monday could be.
Yeah.
On the air.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about Monday until Monday.
I get it, but I'm starting to think about Monday.
You know, Jets are going to be 3-1. You'll be golden, bro.
The Jets being 3-1 will help, but the Mets season may come down to a doubleheader in the middle of the day on a Monday afternoon in Atlanta while we're all together on the radio. This sounds like the worst practical joke ever.
Or it could be awesome for our show.
Yeah, or positive Tommy's been here all the time. Maybe it's one giant party.
Let me tell you right now, Tommy, I love you. I do. I genuinely like you. If we watch the Mets get eliminated together, there's a chance you don't get out here alive.
Why?
There's a chance.
What did Tommy do?
Because if they blow a playoff spot and they do it by losing to the Braves on a Monday afternoon after the season ends, while we're on the radio all having a watch party, and I got to deal with him with, well, you know, it's positive, I spin it. I may, and I don't even think I have this in me, I may physically assault you.
I believe that the stars have aligned and the power of positivity led us to this moment. And everything I've been preaching over the last 4 months will come to fruition on Monday.
Really?
Yes, I do. Because this is set up, like you said, a practical joke, right? This is like all the Met haters are going to come out now and go, see, this is where they're going to blow it.
Yeah.
Evan will write a book about that day. Not about all bad losses that day.
Yes.
And it's going to prove that the power of positivity does work, because this is a dark hour for a lot of Met fans, because they're going to have to sit and stew and think about this for 48 hours.
So what the Mets have going for them, and Tiki alluded to this, is that there are ways where that doubleheader doesn't mean anything in terms of the Mets making the playoffs. Let me explain it this way. If the Mets can gain two games on Atlanta over the weekend, which means sweeping the Brewers and the Braves losing two out of three, the Mets would finish ahead of Atlanta.
Right
now, the Mets, and the only thing that's important is the loss column, okay? They have one fewer loss than the Arizona Diamondbacks. If that number after Sunday is two, the Mets are in the playoffs. Does that make sense?
Makes easy sense.
Makes easy sense.
Right.
So Arizona, who has lost three in a row, including a game that they blew when they were up 8-0, they play tonight. If the Diamondbacks lose tonight and the Mets open up a two-game loss column lead, it's all right in front of them to finish the job before Atlanta. Because if they maintain a two-game lead on the Arizona Diamondbacks, the New York Mets go to the postseason. And Monday, whether it's played or not for Atlanta, whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Right, because the at that point, the Mets will have a two-game lead over the Diamondbacks.
And even losing twice, they would have the tiebreaker right. on Arizona. You wanted to say something, Sean, because I want to get to these calls.
I do. I just want to tell you, I am here to bring more positive vibes to you. I'm going to make a vow to you on Monday. I know what I'm bringing, and I know what I'm doing. I will wear that Grimace costume the entire doubleheader as we're on the air, so Grimace is with us. And also, I'm just going to bring McNuggets, because Grimace brought the luck to the Mets this year, and I think we should be eating some McNuggets, and I'll be dressed as Grimace.
I have no problem with that. That's
bring
fine.
That tangy sauce with it.
Yes, I have no problem with that. McNuggets and a Grimace outfit.
Yeah.
Okay. Tiki, have you decided what you're bringing to our watch party live here on WFAN?
Please say hawk to a girl.
That's not something that you bring into potluck. What are you talking about?
I'm surprised. I thought Loogie was going to say that.
I don't even know her.
Well, think of what you want to bring. We are going to have the biggest ever WFAN live on the radio watch party. We will be your voices on that wonderful Monday afternoon. Now, let's get to your phone calls. Yankee fans, Met fans, Giant fans, how we doing? 888-808-1019. Tim's in Norwalk, Connecticut. What's up, Tim?
Norwalk, Connecticut. Hey, how's it going? Evan, Tiki, good talking to you. Tiki, I still haven't gotten the ring for my girl yet. Oh, I know you told me I talked to you. You said this girl, Sasha, she needs to cook for you.
Right.
She cooks for you. She does this. Anyway, I'm working on it.
Right.
Anyway, Evan.
Yeah.
I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm a Jets fan, and you need to, one, start saying J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets in your head every 5 minutes, because right now I feel so bad for you, dude. I mean, right now, Evan, your Mets, you guys are going to make the playoffs.
Are we?
Yeah, I believe it.
Then why do you feel bad for me if you think they're going to make
because
the playoffs?
Evan, bad because you're going crazy
Evan,
today.
Evan, because I, you know, I'm originally from Queens. I know you from Brooklyn.
Right.
You're from Brooklyn. You used to ride your bike and whatnot. But, Evan, you need to calm down. You're psyching out Mets fans right now.
I am not trying to psych out Mets fans. I'm being honest. And sometimes honesty is positiveness. And sometimes honesty is negativity and stuff you may not want to hear. All I know, Mets fans, and you know I'm right, this rainout is setting up the worst possible conclusion of a baseball season outside of closing down Shea Stadium. A doubleheader in Atlanta on a Monday afternoon where they could finish our season off. Are you kidding me?
Right, but it's got to get to that. We're not there yet.
I know.
So it's hard to worry about it when you're not there yet.
Well, I've got 2 days to worry about it because the Mets don't play till Friday night.
I know. So enjoy the not worry for right now. Worry about it on Monday.
I'm going to be all
after you watch the Jets go 3-1.
Well, let's hope for that on Sunday. I'm all over Diamondbacks Giants tonight.
Does this mean we're going to get Schwellenbach again, second time in the series?
So that's a great question, Sean. So here's the scenario with the pitching. The guys who pitched last night, Seve and Schwellenbach, their fifth day is Sunday. So they could very well, if you don't want to have a guy face the same team twice, which that's kind of up to how you want to do it.
Yeah.
Severino, watch this. This is how prepared I am. Severino has indeed faced the same team twice in back-to-back starts one time this season.
Okay.
And you want to know the example? It was the Philadelphia Phillies last week. He faced him in back-to-back starts and had the exact same pitching line in both starts. 6 innings, 3 runs. So he wasn't greatly affected. If I'm the Braves, I would absolutely want Schwellenbach starting one of those two games because the Mets have had such issues with him, and I would not be fearful of them seeing him again. I do not want Severino facing the Braves again. Like, I'll tell you right now, my good feeling is I just don't like him seeing those hitters a second time.
You're right.
My gut is Manaea. My gut is I hold Manaea out till Monday with the thought being, hey, if I clinch a playoff spot, great. He's set for game one. And if I don't clinch a playoff spot and my season's on the line, I got my best pitcher facing the Braves.
Makes sense.
Do you agree with that, though?
No, I do.
Right? Okay.
I mean, ultimately, but the thing is, if you do want to try to gain that advantage over the Diamondbacks over the weekend, you should probably just go win those games.
No, I get that, but I have to think about all five. Like, off the top of my head, here are the three guys.
So how does it line up now?
It's however you want it because everybody's rested because of the off days.
You can do whatever you want starting Friday.
The only guy not available to pitch until Sunday is Luis Severino. Okay? Right. Everyone else would be on more than regular rest. So I would line it up this way. I would go Quintana on Friday night. I would go Tyler McGill on Saturday because he's got to pitch. I'm not using him against the Braves. I'd go Luis Severino on Sunday. And I would have Manaea and Peterson all lined up with a lot of rest, unfortunately, to pitch the doubleheader against Atlanta.
No, that makes sense.
That's how I would do it.
I agree.
You like that?
I actually really like that. I think Mendy will do that.
Positive
too.
Tommy.
Love it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're all loving my idea.
Yeah, it's the first time we all haven't argued all day, so that's good.
Well, because we got a resolution. We were all very tense, let's call it, because we didn't know what was going on, because MLB fumbled this. So now that we have the news, now that we know what's in front of us, we can now game plan what to do.
You like that game plan?
We now look to you as the leader.
The only negative with my game plan is that, to Tiki's point, the Mets, with some help, could just finish the job this weekend.
Yes.
So why not use your best pitchers? I'm giving you a loser mentality. I apologize. But it's a, hey, let me hold off using my best arms until I have to. And oh, by the way, if I finish the job without needing them, Manaea pitches game one of the wild card series.
Yes. So you're starting first game against Milwaukee. Who are you starting?
Jose Quintana.
Quintana.
Saturday, Tyler McGill. Sunday, Luis Severino.
And if you have to use Manaea against the Braves, then it's, and you say you're pushed to the postseason, it's back to Quintana.
So here's what I would do. If I'm playing,
that's the only thing.
What was that?
Then that becomes the thing. You're not, you're going on the road against probably San Diego, let's just say that, and who are you starting then?
So if I use the three guys I mentioned, if I go Quintana, McGill, Severino, what's Monday hold? Is it you got to win twice, or is it you just need to win once? If it's you just need to win once, I start David Peterson in game one. Hmm. If I win the game, Manaea's ready to go for game one of the wild card series.
If you need, I got it.
If I got to win twice, it does. I'm just throwing them both out there. I got to win twice.
Right.
Right?
Well, you got to start Manaea game one.
Yeah, yeah, because you got to keep the season going on.
Yes.
So that's how I would do it, but it's weird. Like, I admit, like, everything we're drawing out right now is very unique, because how often has this ever happened?
But you know what it sounds like, Evan?
Strategery.
No, it's big time strategery.
And if we could put the Braves in a lockbox, that would be great.
Yeah, we're working on that. John in Shelton, Connecticut. What's up, John?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing this afternoon?
We're good.
Tiki, I think you're onto something here. I think it'd be must-listen to radio if we can get a couple of gin martinis and Evan for this watch party.
Right.
And what happened, go through either the celebration, maybe the misery of a possible loss. I'm a diehard Mets fan here. Evan, let's go positive, Tommy. Let's go. Let's get the job done on Monday. And, hey, are the Brewers playing for anything? They're not playing for anything, right?
They are not.
No.
They are playing out the string. In fact, it was revealed on one of their broadcasts, I think it was a couple days ago, that they will not have any starting pitcher go more than five innings. Right. So they are fine-tuning themselves for the postseason. Currently, they're 2.5 behind Philadelphia. So I guess there's a mathematical chance they could catch them for a first round bye, but it doesn't feel that realistic, and it doesn't feel
who's
like they're
Philly have.
Like, what do you mean? Like, who are they playing?
Yeah, yeah,
they're playing the Cubs right now, and then over the weekend they play Cincinnati.
They're not going to catch.
No, I'm sorry, they don't play Cincinnati. They're Washington.
Either
probably
way.
Not.
Right.
Yeah. So the Brewers are really not playing for anything, and the Royals are. If we want to include the Braves as a factor, the only way the Mets could eliminate the Atlanta Braves, or at least be ahead of them where the Braves couldn't finish ahead of the Mets, is that they've got to gain two games on them in the last three games before Monday. So it's asking a lot.
Right.
It means the Braves are really going to have to struggle against a Royals team that is playing for everything. I mean, the Royals are trying to make the postseason. The American League playoffs have gotten kind of wacky in that the Baltimore Orioles are wild card team number one, but the Tigers and the Royals are tied at wild card spot number 2 and 3.
Yeah, Tigers came out of nowhere.
Tigers are going to get to the World Series, Teague.
Why?
You like that one?
How is that possible?
I'm going to you really want to break this down? Hey, you know what? I'm going to save that for another day. But just watch out. Yankee fans, I don't want the Tigers. Mm. You should be rooting for the Tigers to get the third wild card spot.
Right, so first, so now we don't want anybody. We don't want the Orioles because they know us and they previously had a history over us. We don't want the Astros because, you know, we're scared of the Astros.
Correct.
Now we don't want the Tigers.
Yeah.
So we don't want to play anybody.
No. Here's where I disagree with you. I want the Orioles. I know the Orioles have had success against the Yankees. I would totally be confident as a Yankee fan against them in the divisional series.
I don't know.
Really? You scared of them already?
I'm a little scared right now. I don't think there's...
Because they don't know what they don't know type of thing?
I'm not sure the Yankees win either of these next two games.
Two games? I'm talking about the playoffs. You're talking about these next two games?
The point is, yes, setting up anything with the... I have no confidence versus Baltimore whatsoever after last night.
Even if you lose the next two games, all you got to do is win one game against the Pirates and you win the American League East.
I am sure the Pirates won't come in here looking to flex in Yankee Stadium with Paul Skeens this weekend.
All right, okay. Stop.
Are you worried about the AL East?
Yes! Oh my God, am I not allowed to be worried now? Did you see what happened last night?
Come on, bro.
We got to win one of five games.
I understand.
And the Orioles would have to win all five, too.
Yes. Again, I stressed everybody, for all the you're a Yankee fan, they blew a 3-0 series lead to the Red Sox. Anything is on the table with this franchise.
Wow. Mm. I got news for you. The AL East is over.
I think we all just need to punch each other in the face.
That'll happen Monday.